Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Memches. We're holding at the very top of the Yomid, the brand new Mishnah Sholish Asheris Hay. Bear in mind, however, that this is the third of three Mishnayos, which all have the same theme and they're all the same breakdown in Halacha. If we go back to Mem Zayin Umid Beis, you'll notice about a third down the Umid we had Shloisha Batim Hayin. A few lines further down we had Sholish Avonim Hayin, and now we have Sholish Asherois Hayin. In each case, you'll notice the three halachas are very, very similar. Let's just take a quick look. Shloisha Batim Hayin, you had three batim, meaning Bote Avodah Zarah. In each case, the Mishnah is telling you how you can be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So the first case, back is Shloisha Batim Hayin, Bayisha Benoi Metchil Avodah Zarechom. You built it lechatchila for Avodah Zarah, and Rashi says that they actually worshipped the building, not just the Avodah Zarah inside the building, but the building itself people would bow down to and bring takroivis to. The building itself was built l'shem Avodah Zarah. Then harizeh asur, and Rashi said the only way that you can mevatel it, if you make a full-fledged beetle. What's a full-fledged beetle? We'll have a mitzvah shem in another few days. In the Mishnah and in the Gemara, it's not enough just to go and say, Hareini Mevatel, you have to do an act. And the specific act that Rashi refers to, Lamashal, is that he notates Mimenu Tzas. He takes a sledgehammer, he takes an axe, and he at least makes some sort of cut, some sort of damage to the building. Or if it happens to be a Yisrael that was Avdoi, then it's too late, then there's no Ein Bitul Yoylam. Then you have to worry about the Yama Melach, etc. But anyway, beginning back to the first halacha, if it's benoy mitchil lekach. The second case was saidoi vekaidoi. That means he made, if you will, like a renovation. We don't mean really a renovation, but saidoi means he plastered it. Kaidoi means he made designs of avodas kechavim. So that he made chidushim. So the Mishnah said, noitel masha chidush, just take off that chidush and you'll be mevatel it. You don't have to go and be mevatel the original building. The original building still remains mutter. It's just that siud, the kiud that was added, just remove it and we're done. Well, the third halacha by the batu was hichnas l'toich avodah zarah v'yitzia. He brought in avodah zarah into the building. As long as avodah zarah is inside the building, it's aser because the whole building is now mishamshei avodah zarah, an accessory. But as soon as he takes it out, mutter lach. Those were the three halachas by batu. Same thing by Avonim. He started off the Evan Shechotz Metchila Lebimus. Just like we had the Bais, he built it Lechatchila for Avodah Zarah. Here, when they took the stone out of the quarry, they had initially Lebimus. Bimus means the base or the pedestal upon which the Avodah Zarah lies, which the Gemara considers to be part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah itself. So this Evan itself, Harizei Usura, it's Osur until you make a bittle, you have to go and bang into it. Like Rashi said before, by the bias. And again, siud v'kiud, side v'kaid l'shem avodah zarah. You want to remove that, noitel masha siud v'kiud. Just go and remove the siud v'kiud. And now it's kusher again, or mutter again, or mutaris. Hemet al avodah zarah, when you put the avodah zarah on top of it, osur, silk, as soon as you remove it, that is umutaris. Oh, just like the previous Mishnah, you brought the avodah zarah into the bias, you took it out, it's mutter. You put the Avodah Zarah on this stone, you removed it, mutter. So now continuing to the Mishnah at the top, same thing Mishalish Asher is saying. Even Shinatoy Metchil L'Shem Avodah Zarah. This is like you built the building L'Shem Avodah Zarah. You went and carved out the stone from the quarry L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Here he planted the Elon L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Do Arizu Asura, then the whole Asher is Asur. Gidoy Upisle L'Shem Avodah Zarah. That means he improved it for Avodah Zarah. Now, how do you improve trees? So Gidoy Pisle means that you pruned and you trimmed the tree for Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi explains, and as we'll see in the Gemara, as far as the original tree, he was happy to leave it the way it was. But what he wants to do is now the improvements, meaning the new growth post the trimming and the pruning. Any new growth, that's what he wants to be for Avodah Zarah, the Hechlif. And in fact, Hashem Yisborach made that there was new growth after he cut the original trimming and pruning. New fruits grew and new branches grew and new leaves grew. So the hechlev means that's the new growth. You just have to remove that new growth and then the tree is mutter. Just like you remove the siud v'kiud, you take off that gidoy epistle, not the kiddo epistle. You take off the new growth on the tree. Once you take that off, the old tree remains the way it was before. And hemetachter avodizrichov. If the tree, you didn't touch the tree, but what you did was you put up an avodizora underneath the tree, so the tree now becomes in a sense like an oil, like a canopy over the tree. Okay, so temporarily we got a problem because of that avodizora. As soon as you take it away, harizu muteris, then it becomes muter again. So you see that the pattern of this Mishnah is exactly in the same pattern as the original two Mishnahs. Midei Dabri Boy, since we're referring back to the early Mishnahs, I just want to clarify what we learned yesterday. When we learned the Shloisha Batim Heim, and we started off Bayi Shebenoi Metchila, then we got into the Gemara Omer Rav, HaMishtachve LeBayis Asorai. So when we learned it yesterday, I thought that the Gemara was going on the second case of the Siyud V'kiyud. But upon further reflection, the Kasha of the Gemara from Rav onto the first case of the Mishnah. Meaning that the Mishnah said that as long as you built it, L'shem Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur. Sounds like from the Mishnah, you don't have to do anything else. Just like if your Kavana was when you're building the building, when the Goy is building the building, he's building it L'shem Avodah Zarah, it's already Asur. Rav said in the Gemara, Amarav HaMishtach V'Labayis HaSoroi. No, you got to go and bow down to it, and then it becomes Asur. And the Gemara said, this is really on the side, even though the bias is now standing and it's firmly embedded in the ground, you would think it's mechuber. It should be like Eliheim alahorim, v'leyahorim Eliheim. It should not be susceptible to becoming avodah zara because it's mechuber lekarka. So tomorrow, 999, when do we say the halacha mechuber if it was naturally mechuber? That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Like Eliheim alahorim, v'leyahorim Eliheim. I didn't create the har. You didn't create the har. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the har. That's the mechuber, which remains mutter bano. But if it was tolush, you had a bunch of stones and you built a house, then it's ketolush tami, it does not get the din of mechuber, and you can aser it bano by bowing down to that house. And then the Gemara said, banan benoy tanan, mashva from our Mishnah, that you only need the binyan, even without the shishtach avoah. As soon as you built the building, now it's already osir bano, it's a shtik avodah zarah. Well, Rav said, HaMishtach V'Labayis. No, you got to go and bow down to it. And then it's osir. Freit demor banan benoit tanan. Sounds like binyan alein. Alone, you don't need anything more than that. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha on Rav. Benoi avu bishlo yishtach v'loi. Yishtach v'al bishlo loi benoi. That Rav is really just adding to the Mishnah. He's not arguing with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is telling us when it comes to the binyan itself, there are two ways of making a binyan, osir bano, like a avodah zarah. First way is, our Mishnah says that when you built it, you had in mind l'shem avodah zarah, even if there was no hishtach avoah. And Rav adds, even if you originally built it stam for a regular dira to live in, if subsequently you were mishtachva, that also makes it osur. So therefore says the Gemara, so there are two ways. Alpha be benoi, alpha be shaloi, hishtachva loi, as soon as you built it, even without bowing, hishtachva you bowed, alpha be shaloi benoi. Then the Gemara says, if that's the case, now we have four cases instead of three cases. Says the Gemara.
If you have a house,
somebody
goes and makes an avodah zarah after it's a house, it still becomes avodah zarah, because even though it's mechira, since it was once tulish,
That's Rav's halacha. The mishtach for the bayis, kasaba tulish soy b'chembrai kitulish nami.
Isn't that a big kiddush now? Before we learn this,
It's a big kiddush, yeah.
Is that halacha today?
It seems that there's a Zion here, so it seems it's from the Ein Mishvan Hemit, so that's the Rambam. You have to look it up.
I'm seeing now there's a clear between where you're learning now. When I learned this way after, so I
Baruch Hashem.
I understood it this way also, but I just understand it. It means that that mechibud is only when it's only a rahim al hudum, daf tovah. Only when the Rebbeinu Shem made it.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as mechibud anymore.
Exactly.
Otherwise.
100%. Except for the case of Asheira, which we're going to talk about more today in the Gemara. Okay, so and for the Gemara, the reason why there's not four cases, only three cases, because kim l'inya bittel, when it comes to halacha bittel, since we're talking about that the entire edifice, the entire bayis is osir, it became osir either through binyan or osir through hishtachava. What do you have to do? A full-fledged bittel, going and banging into it with a sledgehammer, with an axe, making some sort of, Rashi said, netitza, some sort of break, and that's how you mevatel it. So it makes no difference whether it was a binyan l'shem avodah zarah or hishtachva l'shem avodah zarah, you got to do a full-fledged bittel. So now that we've seen that the pattern of bayis, Evan and Asherah are all the same, so let's go back to our Mishnah now. Top of Mem Chesam and Aleph, Sholosh Asherah is saying you have three separate halachas of Asherah. Even should the Torah metchil l'shem avodah zarah, you planted it l'shem avodah zarah, is aser. Gidoy upisloy l'shem avodah zarah, you only pruned it and you trimmed it because you want the new growth should be for avodah zarah. You don't mind the ikar should remain mutter. You just want the new growth. The hechlef, and in fact, there was new growth in terms of leaves and branches and pears. Noitamash hechlef, just take away the new growth, and we're back to square one. It's a kosher asherah tree, not a kosher regular tree, and it's no longer aser banoam. And the third case was a hemet tachteh avodah zarah. If you put some sort of avodah zarah underneath the shade of this tree, at that time it became ashtik avodah zarah. But it's only once you take it away, it's mutter. It's amri devei Rabbi Yanai. So initially, the Gemara understands devei Rabbi Yanai to tell us how does the tree become osur by the case of the gidoy upisloy. It says devei Rabbi Yanai v'ushehivrich v'hirkiv begufay shel ilan. It's not enough just to go and do a trimming, like we said. What you have to do is hivrich. Hivrich means that you take a branch of the tree or a vine of the vineyard and you go and lower it into the ground and let it start a brand new tree. That's what's called havracha, that instead of planting seeds or planting a new tree, what you do is you take the existing tree, take a softer branch, go and bend it over, put it into the ground, and then eventually a new tree will grow out of that. That's called havracha. Harkova is grafting. I'm sorry?
I think it's harkova, not havracha. Isn't it harkova?
That's havracha. Harkova means that you graft one tree onto the other by taking a branch, let's say, of a lemon tree, and you're putting it on an esrig tree, or an esrig tree you put on a lemon tree. That's why we have the problem of the esrig hamurkov, that it's not pure esrig, but in fact is lemon mixed into it. Or, as they would say, it's a lemon. Just like if you buy a car that doesn't work properly, you say it's a lemon. This Esrig Hamurkav is just a lemon. Maybe that's where the expression comes from. Revised. Anyway, so Havrach and Harkova is a major act where you took the original tree and either you bent over the branch into the ground or you grafted on it from another tree. And it's got to be Begufa Shel Ilan, which is what Reuven Halevi has been talking about since yesterday, that it's not enough just to make some superficial type of change or improvement. It's got to be Begufa Shel Ilan. Then the Gemara holds at this point, it becomes Osur Behano'o, as if you had planted it originally. You didn't plant it originally for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. You planted it normally for shade and for decoration, and it's pretty and it's nice. And now, subsequently, you decided to do a gidoy upisloy, and, says the Beir Rabbi Yanai, you also did a havrach of harkava, begufa shel ilan. Now the ilan becomes absolutely osur. And what do you have to do to go and be mesakin it? You're going to have to remove though the new growth that grows thereafter to be matter this tree. Frek to Gemara, that's a tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Yanai. After all, vanan gidoy upisloy tanan. Our Mishnah said gidoy upisloy, says Rashi, which is just a minimal, it's a maisa porta, a shinim ba'alma. It's very simple to go and take a scissors and just do a little trimming and a little bit of pruning. You're talking about havroch and harkov, dusishon agantza malucha, to go and place the tree and have it grow from the ground and or graft from another tree. So from our Mishnah, it's not mashma that you have to do this major maisa to create new avodah zarah growth in the tree. Says Igmar, you're right. Eleki itmar, the Rabbiani l'inyin bittel itmar. What does that mean? Rabbiani is not, halach is not that to create new avodah zarah, you have to do this monumental act of havrocha of harkava. All you need is gilui apisle. What it's telling us, the gabi bittel, the alpha gab, the hivrech v'hirkev, the guf shel ilan. Even if the person did go the extra mile, not just doing the trimming, but in fact he was mavrich in the ground, or markiv, he engrafted from another tree, and therefore he did a groisa malucha, ki notel masha hichlif, since his whole intent was only for the future growth, all you have to do at this point is remove that future growth after it grows, burn it, and then the original tree, shapir domi, the original tree remains mutalach, no problem. Because this whole kavana was only for the future growth, he removed it, burned it, you're done. The Ma'ud is saying, I might have thought, kim the hivrich vihirkiv bigufa shel ilan, ki ilan shenatoim betchila domi. After all, havroch and harkova, that's a major act. I would think it's like the first case of the Mishnah. It's as if he took this tree and he changed the whole character and complexion of the tree, that it's no longer a regular tree, which we're now bowing, and the first case in the Mishnah that he actually planted the tree, l'shem avodah zarah. In this second case, where he didn't only do a gidrei upisle, but he also did a havrocha and harkova, I would have thought it's as if he planted the tree mitchila lekach, because havrocha and harkova, after all, havrocha is planting a brand new tree. So I would think even the original tree should be deemed a brand new tree, that he was being noiteya mitchila lavoritz kechovim, because he's working begufoy shel ilon. V'litzakul, and the whole thing should be osir, and it should not be enough just to be noitel masha hechlif, just remove the new growth. I would think you have to go and be notates. You have to go and take a sledgehammer against the tree itself. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yonai. Not v'hushi hivrich v'hirkiv. There are filu hivrich v'hirkiv begufa shel ilon. All you need to do is remove the brand new growth, burn it, and you're done, and the original tree remains mutter bahana.
One of the hivrich v'hirkiv is putting in the tree itself, no? I mean, the way it was used to...
You took a branch and you put it under the ground.
That's one thing.
Right.
Once they had ten trees, they had 10 small trees, and they put it in, they made 3 big trees, so isn't that one of the ways that where you planted.
What you're referring to is that originally they planted saplings, yeah, and as they grew and grew and grew, then they would go and transfer them.
Is that not called
what they do is afterwards they uproot the entire tree and they plant it somewhere else. Because you don't want...
That would not be called
Hibrich. That would not be. Means you leave the tree on its spot, and then you expand this tree by taking branches, putting them under the ground.
What's
the Hibrich? That's Hibrich. Hirkiv is grafting. That means you take a branch off of another tree and you attach it to this tree.
Yeah.
You go and glue it on, so to speak.
And graft is always a violation.
Graft is a violation. Very good. Shkoyach.
Rabbeinu, I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
Are we gonna deal with the idea of Marita Ayin?
Marita Ayin?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But not today. Mirat Hashem, you'll continue coming with to the shir every day, and we're going to have plenty of that as time goes on. Omer Shmuel. So Shmuel says halacha on his own. Hamishtach v'le'ilan toisvase asura. So Shmuel, you have an ilan. Ilan has to belong to you. You can't, if you bow down to somebody else's ilan, nothing happens. Ein odom oiser dovish ein shalai. You own your own ilan, and you did not go and do a gidoy or a pisloy or a havracha or a harkava. All you did was you bowed down to the ilan. Shmuel says toisvase asura. Toisvase means again, whatever tosefes, whatever additional growth will grow on the tree, will be asur. The original tree remains mutar b'ano. However, any subsequent growth, new branches, new leaves, new flowers, new fruit, those will be asur. Zokti mar masiv Reb Elazar. L'choyre, Shmuel does not shtim with our Mishnah. Because the second case of the Mishnah said, when do I say new growth becomes asur? When you did a gidoy upisloy, a trimming or a pruning. Say, Shmuel, you don't need to do anything. All you do is go and be kodei a mishtachve, and it really becomes aser. Mosam Rebbe Loza Gid Epistle Avodah Zechom Mehechlef Noitel Masha Hechlef. Noitel Masha Hechlef means that new growth has to be removed. So how did that new growth become Asur? Because he did a Maisa of Gidua or Pisloi. Gidua Pisloi and like Gidua Pisloi Loi. So how does Shmuel say, nah, you don't have to do any act. All you have to do is just go and give a couple of bows and you're done. V'chaya Shver on Shmuel from our Mishnah. This is very similar, if you remember again, to the Gemara yesterday, where the Gemara said that you have to go and do a binyan of the shul, of not the shul, of the bayis for avodah zarah, or the siud v'kiud, and Rav just said, no, you have to be mishtachve, is enough. Here too, Shmuel says, you have to just be mishtachve. And what this Shmuel adds is, not that the original tree becomes osir, but just that toisefes, any new growth becomes osir. But our Mishnah said only if you're gidoyu pisloi, masha hechlif, whatever grew subsequently becomes osir. Amalach Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Amalach, says Rashi. Why didn't you say Amar Shmuel? Because Shmuel himself was not present, and the Gemara is now speaking on behalf of Shmuel and saying, what would Shmuel have answered were he present? So Amalach Shmuel, probably Shmuel would have said, Hamani Rabbanan hi, that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, Ushmuel the Amakir B'yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Who are the Rabbanan? Who's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? You remember 3-4 days ago back on Daf Mem Hei, where the Gemara said that there's a Machloikis Lagabi Ilan Shinitoi Flipsoif Avodai. What does that mean? An Ilan Shinota Mitchila Lekach, that when you went and planted the tree, you made a ganze ceremonia. Ceremony is a ceremony where you told everybody, I'm planting now a new Asherah tree. Then everybody agrees that that is a full-fledged Asherah tree. However, what happens to Ilan Shinatoi? He planted it stump. He wanted to have nice shade. He wanted to go and have it to beautify his property. So he went and he planted a tree. Blubsoif, it came out so beautiful. Now he decided, ooh, this Ilan is so nice. I'm going to go and bow down to it. L'shem avoid the zara. What happens now? So we had a machloikis back in Daf Mem Hei between the Rabbanan and between Rabbi Yosi Aglili of the Mishnah, which is the same shita as Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisa, where the Chacham said Ilan Shinatoi for kosher purposes, and then he changes my left side avodah. He said the Chachamim it's mutalach mutalach mutalach. Wow, said Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, no, it becomes osir by the fact that you are subsequently avodah. Ah, so therefore, let's go back to the kasha that we asked on Shmuel. Shmuel said that if you bow down to an Elon, the Tosefes becomes Osir. Our Mishnah said, only Gidoy U Pisloi. That's going according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that Elon, Shinatoi, for kosher purposes, and now you're worshipping it, like Shmuel said, bowing down, or for that matter, bringing a Takroivis, a sacrifice to this tree, L'shem Avodah Zarah. According to the Rabbanan, Ilan Shinatoi v'Besoif Avodoi is Mutter. Mutter. Why? Because this is considered to be Mechubal Karka, and we have the famous rule of Eliheim Alahorim V'Leyahorim Eliheim, and so therefore the Ilan remains Mutter. The only way that it becomes Osir, according to Rabbanan, is if you do a Maisa, and that's our Mishnah. You did a Gidoi Metapisle. Bowing down, this is Gurnished. Because Ilan Shnatoy v'Psoif Avodah Yizung Lechomim is Mutalach. You did a Gidoy Pisloi. You started cutting and pruning and improving and shearing and trimming off some of the branches. Even Shmuel would agree in such, not Shmuel, even the Rabbanan would agree in such a case that that new growth subsequently becomes Asur. So that's what the Gemara is saying, Libet Shmuel. Shmuel on his own holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say? Ilan Shnatoi, v'Psoif Avodah is Asur. So in fact, you don't need a Gidoy Upisloi. All you need is a L'Psoif Avodah. I have my regular tree that I planted to have nice shade. And then after that, I decided to go and be Ovei the tree. And I started bowing down. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's Asur. Says Shmuel, that's what I hold also. It becomes Asur. Not the original growth, but the Tosefes becomes Asur. And that it said in the previous Mishnah, Gidoy Episloi, that's according to Rabbanan, that holds that Ilan Shinotoi, the Psoif Avodah, would be totally mutter. The only way to answer it would be Metamaisa of Gidoy Episloi.
Why are the original growth?
Right? We're going to talk about that right now. But in the meantime, what we're saying is that according to Shmuel, Shmuel's halacha of mishtach vel ilan, the Tosefos is osur, it's not a libah de kuli alma, it's only according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but according to Rabbanan, no, we would say that Tosefos does not become osur because this is a classic case of ilan shenatoi, but b'soif avodoi, mutter, except if there was gidoy epistle like we had in the mishnah.
Going back to what I just want to be clear. By mechibur, we always had a club that mechibur is an asa.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're saying that mechibur asa is when it's gidoy, when he does a masa.
That's what the more is now mechadesh.
And the only reason pastures, because first was tulish.
Yeah, but here we're not
talking. Here we're not to say that, but it's matzias is like that. No,
it was never tulish.
By tree also, we put it in a branch. We put something in.
No, we only just planted in seeds. Rashi says you put in garinim.
Yeah, so you did something. Something was there. So now it's there for something.
So if he planted it l'shem avodah zarah, it's no longer considered to be mechubra yidei kodesh baruch hu. It's tfisas yidei ha'adam. The expression the Gemara had back on Daf Mem Heo Medvei, because the whole creation of this tree is because someone planted it.
But originally, it's only when it's embellished completely. But a tree, when I plant a tree, what is that? That's considered.
If you planted a tree itself,
they're
medayik from the Rashi in Mem Heo Medvei. Rashi keeps on insisting that he planted in garinim. Since it's garinim, so then it's considered to be a metchila netoy metchila lekach, and then it becomes taka osur al tavoyd azar. But if he planted a tree, it has the same status of the ilan shenoto v'lepseif avodei, which according to Rabbanan would be mutter. Freitimar maskev l'Ravashi mimayd Rabbi Yosef Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'Tosefos pligi. The way we just explained Shmuel is that Shmuel's halacha mishtach v'ilan that Tosefos is osur depends on whether you hold like the Rabban or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, it would be that Tosefos would be mutter, and according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, since he holds Ilan Shinatoy, but Psef Avodi is Osir, the Tosefos would be Osir. So, Shmuel's halach is not according to Kuli Alma, it's a machlokes. Freitimar, why do you have to say that? Duma Tosefos Dibri HaKoil is Osir. Maybe everybody would agree that Tosefos happens to be Osir. Even the Rabbanon. So, where's the machlokes, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Ubi Ikrei Pligi, that was your kasher, Rabbi Yosef. The machlokes is in the Iker, as was. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sobe, Ikrei Nami Osir. That if you have a situation of an ilan shenetoi beheter l'shem shade, beautify your property, nothing to do with avodah zarah, and then subsequently l'psoif avodai, so we said according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's asur. Don't say it's asur only the Tosefos. Even the original tree is asur. Ikrei nami asur. Why would I say that? D'chsev asherim tisufun be'esh, and Rashi says asherim is a lashon rabim, so it's coming to tell you both. The tree that was natua mitchila lekach, and even a case of natua l'psoif avodai. Both of those trees, not only the Tosefos, but even the ikr becomes osir, and that's why you have to eradicate both of them mitasreifa with a full-fledged fire. Rabbanan Savri, no. Even though the Rabbanan agree the gabi to Tosefos becomes osir, according to this kasha of Ravashi, it's the Iker Ilan remains mutter. Why? What does that come to tell you? Ezo Ilan Shigidui Osir the Ikre Shari. Have you oime Ilan Shinatoiv Lipsoiv Avodai? What does he mean? Gidua in this connection means that you cut. What is that Eshareim Tegadeon? Doesn't say here Tisrafon. Here it says Tegadeon. You cut it. Which Ilan do you cut? Why do you cut it? Because the new growth is Osir, but leave the stump. Leave the shroshim, the roots, in the ground. What is that situation that you're going and splitting up the tree? Half of it is osir, half of it is mutter. Have you oimer ilan shetoyv l'psoif avodoi? That since you originally planted it l'shem heter, whatever still in the ground remains mutalach l'psoif avodoi. Whatever grows subsequently, and you go and bow down to it, that new growth becomes osir. In other words, what the Gemara is asking is a very simple question. Don't say that the halacha of Shmuel, that hamishtach vel ilan, the Tosefos is osur, is a machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel is passing like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. No, no, no. Say that everybody agrees that Tosefos happens to be osur. Ay, oy bazoi. So what's the machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? The gabi, whether not only the Tosefos is osur, but whether the original ikar is also osur. We're there, they're born and say, no. Gesundheit. Only to the surface, after you bow down to it, any new growth subsequently, that's also Gesundheit. But any type of growth before that remains mutalach. Where Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no. The fact that you bow down to it, it contaminates the entire tree, that not only the future growth, but even the original growth, everything becomes awesome. Kum techois, that Shmuel's halach is according to everyone. So Timar b'chiteima, hodle tetzin and hachi, however, back on Daf Memhei, when we were discussing Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, that's not how we learned it initially. So Timar, okay, nishkeferlach, eipach, let's go and switch it around. Epech Rabbanon, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbanon. What does it mean, epech? We don't mean epech in the halacha, but epech in the limudim of how do we learn the pasuk. Because back on Daf Memhei, instead of saying that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is learning from Asherei and Tisva from Ba'esh, let's say Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the Asherei and Tigadeyun. And what does Asherei and Tigadeyun come to tell you? It's come to tell you that even though initially you planted at Ilan Shinet To'oi, L'shem Heter, V'lipsoi V'avodin, and after that he went and served it and he worshipped it. Oh, Tegadein, go and destroy such a tree. How do you destroy such a tree? Remember we had back a Memhei. First go and cut it. Then Shnel, run and do the Kibush, the Sheva Amamim in Eretz Yisrael. When you finished the wars against the Sheva Amamim, and now Baruch Hashem, you've completed your 7 years of Kibush, then now destroy and uproot the rest of the tree. So Gemara said that initially, according to Rabbanan, says our Gemara, say according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and say that the entire tree is taka osir, and according to the Rabbanan, only the Tosafos is osir. If you're going to learn that pshat, imken gido yupisloi man kitonilo, if that's the case, then I have a problem. Right? Rav Ashi is saying that the halacha of Shmuel is according to everyone, that the Tosafos is osir. Only machloikis is lagabi the ikr, the shroshim, the original growth. But if that's the machloikis between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbanan, says Yimara, im kein gido epistle man ketoni, who's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah? L'choyra loy Rabbanan v'lei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Why not? Because I Rabbanan b'loy gido epistle nami to Yisefes Asura. According to this new pshat of Rav Ashi, in Shmuel, and in the machloikis between the Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, according to Rabbanon, you don't need a Gidoy Epistle. The Tosafos is also because Rav Ashi said, according to Shmuel, Kuli Alma Moide HaMishtachve LeElon, the Tosafos is also. Shoy, so you don't need a Gidoy Epistle. The Tosafos is also just by bowing down. And all you have to do is just remove that additional growth. Either Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ike Ilan Nami also. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if you did a Gidoy Epistle, it's not only that the Tosafos is osur. In fact, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you don't even need the Gidoy Epistle. Just by being Mishtachva, the entire Ilan is osur. So just removing Noito Masha Hechlif of our Mishnah is not sufficient. You got to go and devastate. You got to go and destroy this tree totally. Zokti Marcel Choyra of Ashi's Pshat doesn't work, because I won't have a Tana for our Mishnah. Sigmar says, Iboy Yisem Rabban, Iboy Yisem Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. No. We could continue with Ravashi. The Ravashi holds, that Shmuel holds, according to everybody, that Tosafos is awesome. How are we going to explain our Mishnah? Iboy Yisem Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Ki Ka'om Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold that not only the Tosafos, but even the original Iker He'ilon becomes awesome? Beloy gidloy upisloy ikar ilan oser bistama. Just by being mishtachve le'ilan, that makes the entire ilan oser, not only the future growth, but even the original tree. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds according to this pshat. So what's the gidloy upisloy? Abel gidloy upisloy goli adaita to b'sefes nichalei b'ikar iloy nichalei. Until now, we always assumed that the Gidoy Epistle is a higher madrega of making avodah zarah, not just a dibur, not just ishtachavah, is a maisa of trimming and pruning, and that should make it worse. The Gemara now uses a pinkfaker tesvara, what we say like a hepach kavana, that by the fact that he didn't suffice by just bowing down to it, he insisted in making a Gidoy Epistle. He wanted to go and change everybody's minds on this. Goli adayit to Tosefes nichalei. I only want the Tosefes to become usher. That's why I'm trimming it here and there and everywhere, so that the new growth that comes out of it dosel zayin usher. But ikr ilanoi nichalei. But I don't want the rest of the tree, the original tree, to become usher. This is a very novel, exciting pshat.
It doesn't make any sense, because if he's bound down to the tree as it is,
yeah.
then the Gidon Pislo is just out of the maintenance of the tree. Even if it stays out there, he can give Gidon Pislo in order just to prune it and trim it and make it grow well. So why should his subsequent Gidon Pislo sort of cast shade, as it were, on his earlier action of being bound down to it? He bound down to the whole tree already. He ushered the whole tree. Why would he suddenly say that it's exempt?
If a person bows down to a tree, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, according to this pshat of Rav Ashi, then the whole tree becomes osir. Not only the new growth in the future, but even the old growth. Everything becomes osir, osir, osir. What happens if he was not mishtachve? All he did so far was just the gidoy upisle alone. And people are asking him, why are you trimming the tree? I'm telling you, I am trimming the tree because I want future growth to become osir on this ilan. And therefore I want that new growth to be pure and fine and refined. So therefore I'm cutting off all the bad branches and all the bad stuff that I'm pruning from this tree. And now you'll see the future growth. That's going to be glorious. It's going to be majestic. The covetous of Avodah Zarah. So even though, if he had not done anything, he would just be mishtachve, just bowing down, the whole tree would become osir. But the fact that he insisted on doing a gidoy pislei for the new growth, he's megaladas, that's the reason why I'm doing the gidoy pislei, so that only the new growth should become osir and not the original growth.
That's a big stretch.
I agree with you. I said it's a mechudish tikkun pshat. It's a very novel pshat. Normally you would say the gidoy pislei, if anything, strengthens the avodah zarah in this tree. Now the Gemara is saying the gidoy pislei to a certain extent undermines the gidoy pislei. By doing a gidoy pislei, he's saying, I don't want to have hishtachavo and have the whole tree become osir. I want to leave the old tree the way it was. Mutalach, yes, the rest of the tree, the new growth, that's why I want to make it osir. That's why I'm doing my pruning and my trimming.
That would have made sense if he did the pruning and trimming and then bow down to the subsequent growth.
Yes, you can say that. The Gemara doesn't address that, but l'choyle, that would be the right pshat. That he didn't do hishtachavo yet, he's doing the gidoy pislei, and now he does hishtachavo. So had he not done the gidoy pislei, I would say the entire tree is osir. But because he first did the gidoy pislei and then bowed down, he was showing that hishtachavo was kind of dependent on his actions of the trimming and the pruning, and therefore he only wanted the new growth to become osir and not the original tree. And Iboy Yisei Menocha Pshat, which is the an easier pshat, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabban. We said according to Rav Ashi, according to the Rabbanon, they learn like Shmuel that Tosefes is osur anyway, even without a Gidoy Pislei, just with Ishtachavo alone. No, Gidoy Pislei, it's Trichalei. The Kiddush is, Sol Kedai Gamani Kim Di Avalei Maise Be Gufei, Iker Ilan Nami Litzer, since he didn't just do Ishtachavo, he took his scissors and he cut away with an axe or with the scissors, whatever. So now he's working the Ikra Ilan. This is what Reuven Halevi Mitahint keeps on talking about. He's doing an actual act in the Asherah itself. It's not just an external bowing down. He's doing a Gidoy Pislei. So I would think that not only the Tosefes should be Kamasar, but now the entire tree should be Kamasar. And therefore it would be like the first halacha of the Mishnah that you have to go now and mevatel the entire tree, Kamash Malon, that Gidoy Pislei, even though it's taken an act, it's not an act with a capital A, it's an act with a small a, and therefore the only thing that becomes osir is just the Tosefes, and not the entire tree. So as long as you cut away the Tosefes, and you burn that, you're done, and the rest of the tree is mutalach.
You've already bowed down to the whole tree.
Correct.
Bowed down to the whole tree.
Right.
And now you're trimming off part of it. And we're saying, the whole tree was Nevad, and somehow the fact that he trimmed it, so it burned off the trimming, that is What is that, act of bittul, as it were? No.
Remember, this is the boy yisema. You're going with the same mindset of the first teretz. The second teretz is that the gidui pisloi strengthens the koyach of the avodah zara in this tree. Because when he's just mishtachve, that's just the outer, the new growth. That's what he's bowing down to. The old tree remains the way it was. You can't go and change history. It was a kosher tree until now. It remains kosher. All according to Ravashi, according to Shmuel, how they're learning in this Iboyesema, by going and doing Yishtachava, future growth is going to become usher. So that being the case, why do I have to say Gidua Pislai? Says Imar, I would think Gidua Pislai is making a major chain reaction in this tree, that it's not just a bowing down, but I'm doing something internally in the tree itself. Maybe that should change the whole character of the tree and make the whole tree usher. Bakol, mikol, kol, shroshim, old growth, new growth, everything. Kamashmala, no. A gidoy pisloy does not accomplish anything according to the Rabbanon. Only the new growth is usher. The rest of the tree remains mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even with the gidoy pisloy, it's just remove the new growth and you're totally okay. You don't need to destroy the original tree.
You started out by saying we have three templates, all the same, just different plugins. The house, the stones, the tree. Is there a reason why the Gemara had to repeat each one if the templates follow the same pattern?
Each one has a different. Each time the Gemara asks questions on each Mishnah, which are only appropriate to that particular case and not to the others. So split it up. Now, this next Mishnah that starts off on the surface makes no sense. We start the Mishnah, Ezra Asherah. What is an Asherah? What do you mean, what's an Asherah? We just finished the last half hour going through that first Mishnah, the three Asherahs. What's the Asherah? The Gemara is going to ask that Kasha as soon as we start the Gemara. So what's an Asherah? Wherever you find under the Asherah tree that there is an Avodah Zarah. So that already causes the tree, even though the tree is just the awning over the Avodah Zarah, it makes it into a Shtik Asherah. And when does it become Os Asherah? When you remove the Tzelem, you remove the idol underneath the tree. That's, by the way, that's the third halach of the previous Mishnah, right? Go back to the top of the Amud. Hemetachte Avodah Zkechavim. You put an Avodah Zarah under it. Unetolin, you took it away. Harizumutaris, then the tree reverts back to Heteranoh, done. Our Mishnah says, what's the definition of a Asherah? Kochi yesh tachte avodas kechavim. That's the third case of the previous Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oymer, no. Kochi oivden oisa. The fact that there is a tzelem, there's an idol underneath a tree, that doesn't do anything. The tree is just a shade for that avodas zara, but the tree remains totally mutabana. O maise betzidoin. I'm sure Barry's thinking to himself, Reb Shimon Gamliel, maise betzidoin. Yeah. Well,
that's the Itzlis.
That's the Itzlis case, right. 100%. Well, Ma'isa B'tzidon be'ilon she'yo oivdom oisoi, that everybody was worship, koireo mishtachvel le'ilon, and we did not see any avodah zara underneath it, and everybody was saying, oh, this is an asherah tree, it's osir, because people are worshipping the tree. It is the choira a raya to Reb Shimon, kosh oivdom oisoi. And guess what? Umetzoi tacht of gal. They did a little bit of digging, and they found that underneath the tree, there's a heap of schmutz, a heap of earth, all collected together. On Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Rabbi, don't stop there. Go and take your shovels, and let's unearth the entire gal. And by golly, Bodkus HaGal Hazeh, they were boidik it, and they found Bodku Matzu Baitzura, that underneath this gal probably accumulated over weeks, months, maybe years, and they found it was a tzura. Oh, says Reb Shimon, you see that the avoida that the people were worshipping was not the tree, it was that tzura. Omelet hoyu letzura hein oivdin, natal henes ha'ilon. That's Reb Shimon l'shita soi, that the asherah tree only becomes asher if you are oivid the tree. But if you oivid a tzelem, a tzura underneath the tree is just an awning. It is, you know, a nice canopy over the tree, but it remains mutter. That's Reb Shimon.
So, Tzimah. You don't have to make any difference because.
Yes, Bill?
Even if the idol was there,
yeah.
When the person came to the tree and he thought that it wasn't a Asherah tree,
What you're saying is that the fact that people didn't know that the Avodah Zarah was there, and they kept them bowing to the tree, l'choida, that means that they were actually worshipping the tree. The way Reb Shimon is learning is, it's like minig aviseinu biyodeinu. The people that were bowing, they're just doing it because their fathers and their zaydis and their elder zaydis, everybody was bowing down to the tree. But says Reb Shimon, they didn't have in mind tree, tree, tree. They just were continuing the avoida that their fathers and their zaydis were doing. And since their fathers and zaydis, I'm sorry?
It's the
Zolbazach.
It's the same thing.
It's not the Zolbazach. The fathers and the Zaydis were worshipping the Tzura underneath the tree, not the tree itself. Now it's covered over by this Gal, but it makes no difference. They're continuing that same Avoida of the fathers. Same membership dues to the church. They're worshipping in the same spot where everybody used to go and bow down for years and years. They had in mind the Tzura, and that new door is just continuing the same Avoida of the Avois. And therefore, it was not the tree, it was just the tzur. That's how Reb Shimon learned. Frank Timar, we start off the Mishnah, Ezo Asherah, what's an Asherah? What's an Asherah? Look at the previous Mishnah, the top of the Amid. There are three types of Asherahs. Everything more hachik amad. Shtayim, l'divyakoyim. V'yachas machloikis. In other words, combine these two Mishnahs together. Don't have one Mishnah at the top of the Amid, one Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. The third case in the Mishnah is Hemet Tachtei Avodas Kechov Menot Laharizu Muteres. Now you have to add Divrei. That's the Rabbanan. For Reb Shimon Oimer, no. If you just Hemet Tachtei Avodas Kechovim, that is zero. You don't even have to remove it. The tree remains Kusha V'Yushar Muter Bano. No problem. When does the tree only become Aser? If you actually bow down to the tree, L'Shem Tree. Not l'shem the tzura. So all this new Mishnah is telling us is it's just an addendum to the previous Mishnah that third halach is a machloik Reb Shimon Rabban. That ezi asherah shenechliku ba Reb Shimon Chachamim says the Gemara koshish tachtei avodas Chachamim, that the Chachamim say that that's enough to aser the tree. Reb Shimon Oimer no kosh oimer isa, if it's just that there's a tzelem a tzura underneath. The tree is mutter b'hanot. When does it become aser b'hanot? If they're oivin yisrael, if they're mishtachbe, and bring takroivis to the avoida, to the tree itself. With this, we've completed this gemara. Says Rashi, we're starting a new shtikala, unrelated to the machloikis of our mishnah. Eizi asher istam. If you're wondering, what is stam asher? What means stam asher? That nobody saw people actually bowing down to it. They just see a tree that looks like an Asherah tree. Apparently, the Asherah trees were normally the same. We learned in the Gemara yesterday that any Elon could be an Asherah tree. Even a palm tree, you can make an Asherah tree. And then we had a Shailah Legabi, a lulav, where they go and use it for the Arba Minim. But standard Asherah trees apparently were all more or less the same. I'm assuming they were all pine trees, like the Goyim use today for their Christmas trees. Anyway, so they were all normal. So now I'm going down the road. I'm in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The Pasuk tells you, Vashereim tegadeim, Vashereim go in Tisufun be'esh. How do I know whether this is a bona fide Asherah tree or not? Of course, if it has a big sign, Rabbi says, this is an Asherah tree, okay, very good. But what if there is no sign? How do I know that it's an Asherah tree? Says the Gemara, Ezra Asherah stam, Amarav, Koshakoimim, Yoshim, Tachtevi, into Amim Periseh. If you see the Komrim are the Galuchim, the priests, they are sitting underneath the tree and they're having a good time and they don't touch the peiris of the tree. I guess a pine tree doesn't have peiris. They have pine cones. I don't know if those are edible.
It's
but anyway.
Pine nuts.
Good to know. So bottom line is they don't touch any of those fruit. So therefore what they're saying is these fruits also are mugdish lehavdil for the avodah zarah. It's a shtik avodah zarah. They're not going to touch it. They're not going to eat. They're not going to have anot. They'll just sit there, but they're not eating from the fruits. Oh, that's a sign that it's a Asherah tree. Shnell, go and cut it down and burn. Ushmul Amen Shmul says Afilu Amri Hani Tamil Bein Nitzerfi Osur to Rami Beishichra Veshasi Le Biyoyim Edam. It doesn't have to be only that they're refraining from eating from the fruit. Even if they say we're not going to eat from the fruit today. But these tamarim are muktish l'bei nitzrafi. Rashi says bei nitzrafi is the name of an avodah zarah called nitzrafi. And you know why they're not eating it today? because the big yontif, the big id of this Avodah Zarah is in another 6 months, and the way they go and celebrate is they make beer out of these dates. So they're going to take all of these dates, they're going to crush them and grind them and add whatever you add to make beer out of them, and then they'll be able to eat them. That's when they're going to go and use those fruits. So Shmuel Amar, Afilu Amri, Hani Tamil Bein Nitzrafi, these tomorrow. You know why we're not eating it now? Because we're going to eat it in the future. L'shem, this Avodah Zarah called Nitzrafi. Also it's Osir L'shem Avodah Zarah. Why? The Rami Beis Shichr, because they take these dates, they make from it beer. V'shosil L'biyam Edom, they're going to go and drink from it on the holiday of this Avodah Zarah. Amr HaMeimer, Amr L'Sabi D'Pamadisa, Hilchasa Kishmul, the Halacha is like Shmuel, that it's not only a case where they're not eating from the tree itself, from the fruit, but even when they're saying we're leaving them for the future, Bein Nitzrafi, also Osir, then you know that this tree is a bona fide Asherah tree, where the Torah says, Ashereim Tisufun Ba'esh, and Ashereim Tigadeyun. Look the Mishnah the Yomid Beis. Lo Yeishay Vitzila, don't sit in the shade of that tree, because you're having Hanoah from the tree. As we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily, there are three types of shade. There's shade underneath the tree itself, Kuli Alma Moida, Osir, Osir, Osir. And not only that, our Mishnah says, if you sit underneath the Asherah tree, you become Tomei, as if you're in an oil hames. Well, there's no mess over here. The Gemara is going to tell us that this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that Takroivis Avoidis Chavim is Metame Ba'oyhel. So if you're sitting underneath the tree, you're going to become Tomei. You have to go to the mikveh, and then you'll be tor at night. I'm assuming that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira doesn't hold that you have to have Hazor of the Paraduma, but the Gemara doesn't address this. We'll come to that in Mi'at Hashem shortly. So underneath the tree, this is Avada, Osir, no question about it. But then the Gemara is going to do something known as Tzel Tzila and Tzel Kimosa. Vos mean Tzel Tzila and Tzel Kimosa. Both of them mean Tzel, which is not under the tree itself, but rather a distance from the tree. And Rashi explains that if you get up in the morning and you walk outside at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and Baruch Hashem, the sun is shining, and you'll see that the sun is making now a shade from the tree. It's not only underneath the tree, but it's also to the right or to the left, depending where the sun is, Mizrach Marav, that there will be a Tzel Tzila. What means Tzel Tzila? Because says Rashi, if the sun is directly overhead at 12 o'clock, the only Tzel you're going to have is under the tree itself. But as the sun moves in either direction, guess what happens? So then the tzel is not only underneath the tree, but also to the right of the tree, or to the left of the tree. In the morning early at 10 o'clock, and late in the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, you could have a long shade. And as you go further into the shade, then it becomes, of course, much weaker. However, if you are close to 12 o'clock, like 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock, so then the amount of shade that is made by the sun is much, much less. Obviously, you have underneath the tree, and then you have a little bit more to the right or to the left, depending on where the sun is standing over the horizon. That's called Tzoris Tzel Kimasa. The Tzel Kimasa is much, much less, and the amount of that Tzel Kimasa is the height of the tree. If the tree is 10 feet high, so then 10 feet beyond the tree is the Tzel Kimasa. Anything more than that is called the Tzel Tzila. What's the nafka mida between the two? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. So that's the background. We don't mean the tzel of the tree itself. We mean the tzel tzila, which is beyond the tree. Then Yoshev, if you sat there, tohar, no din of tumas oil, because you're not sitting under the tree. You're just sitting in the tzel of the tree. But make sure don't go under the tree. And if you went under the tree, even if it was only for a moment, you become tamei. Avad, if you sit underneath the tail for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 5 minutes, whatever, l'chavad, you become tummy. Now, there's an exception to the rule. What happens if there was a road over here that people have been traveling for the last 25 years, and then somebody owns the property next door, and he went and planted an Asherah tree, and that Asherah tree now is extending over the fence onto the Rishus Rabbim, and I'm going underneath it. If you're over tachteah, then you are tohoir. Now that doesn't seem to make sense. Because if you're telling me that underneath the tree, automatically you walk under it, it's like an oil hames, then what difference does it make if it was, we all gezelis harabim, nish gezelis harabim, it's metame. So Rashi explains, and we'll see this in the Gemara shortly, that even though the Gemara brings a rai from a pasuk, this whole din of the tumas oil is only drabonon. And the pasuk the Gemara is going to bring is an asmachta bi alma. So the Rabbanan said, if this tree is there, and the person who planted the tree had a right to plant the tree, and you went and walked under the tree, you become tummy, midraban. However, if he had no right to go and be goyil sarabim, who asked him to go and plant the tree right next to the border, so that now all the foliage is going over into the shusarabim? Who, vetigaisen? It's here, it's like the, remember we had by the Andriti. 100%. Yeah, but this is his tree, and now he can't ask the shusarabim. Oh, very good. So Rabbi Yosef says, it's a dover poshit. How can he go and ask the shusarabim that people are walking under it that doesn't belong to him? Good. So Mitchell will see more than one. Talk to you about it. We started off with the Mishnah, Le'yesha Betzila, Freiti Mara, Pshita.
What you mentioned before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you need Tahara. I mean, yeah. if it was a mess, then it can be somebody else's issues also.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So, absolutely. I
mean, you're saying this, that there is a, it's not, even though the Pusi says if Kameisim.
Right, right.
It's not Mamish Mason, it's not.
100%. We'll see Mitchum shortly. Zokti Mar. We start with the Mishnah Yeshe Betzila. Betzila means a tzel, even though it's not underneath the tree, but it's some distance from the tree. Don't do it. Fegmar Pshita. He's having Hanno'ah from the tree. It's a hot day. He's not sitting under the tree, but he's sitting a distance 5 feet away from the tree. It doesn't make a difference. The mice is having the benefit of the tzel. It's a chaposhit. Any avoided zor is osaba Noah. Like we said before, not underneath the tree, but this extended tail, which you have, let's say, at 10 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, where the tail is very, very long. However, as you go further away from the tree, the tail, of course, is weaker and weaker and gives you less benefit. Aha. So therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though it's only a shtickle shade, you don't get a real benefit, but this is best to be gunish, and therefore, osir banor, don't sit in that tzel tzila. Yemachlal to betzel kaimasa im yoshav is tame. It's a mashma from what you're saying. Since the Mishnah begins leyesh betzila, and you're telling me that tzila means a tzel tzila, which is the far tzel, then yoshav is tar is mashma. What happens if it's tzel kaimasa, which means it's very close, not underneath the tree, but close to the tree? The amount of the height of the tree, which let's say is 10 feet. So 10 feet of shade extending beyond the tree, it's mashum yeshiv is tameh. Because that's what Mishnah says, only yoshiv, if it was tzel tzila le yeshiv, then yoshiv's tar. It's a mashum tzel kemosa, im yoshiv is tameh. No. Loi, da fila tzel kemosa nami, im yeshiv is tahar. For kemashmlan, da fila tzel tzila le yeshiv. What is Igmar answering? Igmar is answering is that, look at the first 6 words of the Mishnah again. Le'yesha betzila means betzel tzila. Even though the tzel is very shvach, it's 20 feet, 50 feet away from the tree, you're getting hanoa aser lo'yesha. V'im yoshev, and if he sat, not betzel tzila, but even betzel kaimasa, where the tzel is much stronger, not underneath the tree, but within 10 feet of the tree, then the tzel is much stronger. Sol kadaita chamina, there should be a din of tuma. Nein, it's tohar. So it goes mikotze el hakotze. Lo yeshe betzila, don't even sit betzel tzila. The miyoshav, even if he sat betzel kaimasa, he's tar. And the Gemara repeats this again in a different version. Ikenamasi lo asefa. We start from the sefa. The miyoshav, and if he sat there betzel tzila, he's tar. Kaidimar pshita. Of course, it's pashit. He's not sitting under the tree itself. The whole din of tumas oil, if you're in the oil, not if you're removed. That's what the Yoshev Tor, even though Betzil Kemosa, it's Achmamish close to the tree. So Kedai Techemni should become Tomei, Kamashim Loni's Tor. Michlal, are you telling me, that if it's far away, 20 feet, 50 feet, he could sit there Lechatchila? The Tumaloi, Ha Kamashim Loni, that Phil, Betzil Kemosa, Yoshev is Tor. So again, even according to the second shot, we start off the Mishnah the same way. Lo yeshe metzila means betzel tzila, 50 feet away, because he's getting a heter, he's getting a hanoa, and it's also banot. V'im Yoshev, even if he sat betzel kaimasa, right next to where the tree, still he remains tar. However, continues Yigmar v'liyavet tachter, but if he goes underneath the tree, mamish, if he's over his tummy, my timer. So to my EF should the leket akrevis avoidus chachovim. It's not because the avoidus zora is metame kemes. We're assuming that since there's an avoidus zora there, there must be an atakrevis. Takrevis means that they sacrificed something for this avoidus zora, and it must be there on the ground, underneath the ground. There's got to be a takrevis avoidus zora. And who cares? Mani b'yudu ben b'seiri, the sign of b'yudu ben b'seiri, oimer, shteit in posik. Minayim le takrevis avoidus zora. How do you know that just the takroivis, not even the voidazara, the takroivis in metam oil? Remember, it says in the possibly it's some the leval par, vayoichlu zivchei mase ma mase metam oil after krovis of voidazachovim metam be oil. But of course, this is says Rashi hachtum midrabanon he not min hatoira, and this is just an asmachta. How do I know? Because the Mishnah continues. If you're telling me that the takrovis avodah zarah is metame, like a mess, then it wouldn't make a difference whether gezelus is rabim, loy gezelus is rabim. The fact that you're inside an oil mess, you become tame. Says Zingmara, same thing over here. The choira walking underneath this asherah tree, even though it was planted there, and there's a gzeilus harabim, you have no right to go and impede and go and cause shade for the rishus harabim. Who are you? Take your tree away. Even though gzeilus harabim, it's tor because this whole tumah is a tumah drabanan, v'heim omru, v'heim omru. Breaking mark. Once you're telling me gzeilus harabim, v'ovar techter is tor, iboilhu, ovar oy oyver. What's the proper girsa in our Mishnah? We see the Lashon HaMishnah, Hoitzi gzeilus harabim, v'ovar is tor. The Gemara wants to know, is this just a b'diyeved im ovar yistor? B'lechatchila, don't go underneath the tree? Or are you allowed to go lechatchila because this guy is a goslin? What business does he have planting his asherah tree right next to the shesarabim? Those the Gemara is shayla. Ovar oivar. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Luz mishmei dechizki omar oivar. Rabbi Yechan omar im ovar. V'loy pligi, there's no machlekes. Ha'deika dircha achrina. Ha'deleka dircha achrina. What's meant is dircha achrina? Do I have to go next to that boundary where the tree is, or can I go across the street? If I can go across the street, says the Gemara, go across the street, don't go underneath the Asherah tree, even though it's Gezelus HaSarab. That's the Chachila. But what happens if there is no other way? This is the only way to go to where I have to go. Nasish Kabreira, then you can be even over, even Lechachila. So there's no Machloikis. Everybody agrees. There's another Derech. Don't go this way. There's no other derech. Go this way, even lechatchila. The Gemara tells us a story that exemplifies this. Omri Rav Sheshis l'shame. Rav Sheshis said to his shamis, remember Rav Sheshis, says Rashi, was a sagi nohar, just like Rav Yosef. Unfortunately, he was blind, Rachman l'Islan. So he said to the shamis, Kimotzes l'asim, I know that there is such a tree which is hanging out over the Rishis Rabban. When we get there, arhitni, kain shnel, schlep me and let's run for the hills. Let's not tarry. Let's go. I don't understand. We just finished saying, if you can go across, this, if there is no other way to go, you have to go this way. If there is another place across the street, then you shouldn't be running. You should go and tell the shamans, cross the street and go to the other side. This is the only way to go. What do you have to run for? Then you can just walk slowly. We're talking about Rav Sheshis, who is one of the Gedoyli Hador. People are going to learn, oh, I see Rav Sheshis goes gingerly under this Avodah Zarah. They suppose you're allowed to go under the Asherah tree, no problem. And people will not be machalik between your Gezelus Zarah and Nish Gezelus Zarah. People will learn from this Rav Sheshis, you're allowed to walk underneath an Asherah tree. That's why he said, let's go quickly. Everybody, well, why is Rav Sheshis running? Rav Sheshis never chasagi nor. Why is he running? Oh, I'll tell you why he's running. Don't learn from this that you're allowed to. It's talking about the lekadar kachrina. And even then, let's go schnell through it and don't tarry underneath the tree. Final mishnah for today. Zoyirin tachte yirok is b'moisek sham. Avaloi b'moisek sham. V'chazirin loy b'moisek sham. Avaloi b'moisek sham. You have over here an asherah tree. And it's a confirmed Asherah tree. Whatever type of Asherah tree of the three that we had, it's an Asherah tree. So it's now it's Osir Banah. Now that it's Osir Banah, I want to go and plant under the tree Yerokos, vegetables. Okay, so what's the issue? The issue is, am I going to have Anoah from the tree, or am I not going to have Anoah from the tree? The land underneath is Mutalach. The land doesn't become Osir. It's that you're not allowed to have Anoah from the tree. Ah, so if I'm going to plant anything underneath a tree during summer days, where it's boiling hot, the Yerokos are also going to sweat, become rancid, and spoil. They need the shade. But during the winter, they don't need the shade of the trees. Fakert, they want the sun to go and add a little bit of warmth and heat to these Yerokos, so they should go and ripen properly. So says the Mishnah, during the winter days, you can go and plant whatever Yerokos you want to, because they're not getting any benefit from the shade. To the contrary, the shade is only delaying their growth. But not during the summer months, because during summer months you need the shade so that these Yerokos don't burn out and that they should go and grow properly. So don't do it during the summer months. V'chazirin, chazirin is referring to chazeres, that's the romaine lettuce that we eat on Seder night. Says Rashi, the reason is because when it comes to chazeres, the tzeil yofe lechazeres li'olam. Shade, even during the winter months, is still beneficial, even though you're talking about minimum shade. But nevertheless, whatever shade it gives, that's beneficial to the lettuce, and therefore, osir throughout the year. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, after Yerokos B'yemei Geshamim, don't plant vegetables during the winter, not because of the tzeil, but because the Nevi'ah means the foliage falls, just like autumn, that's why we call it fall, because the leaves start falling down. So they continue to fall even during the winter months. What happens with these leaves? Unless somebody collects them and carts them away, they're just going to stay there. They're going to get kind of full of mush together with whatever the ground underneath, and people are going to throw their garbage on it and whatever. It's going to be a nice fertilizer. So even during the winter, don't plant your ruckus under the Yemois HaGshamim, because the leaves, the foliage, is going to give them Hanoah, and it's also Banoah. Freaking much. Yes.
You're not getting an Anah, you're getting indirect Anah. You know, the Anah is the vegetables, and what is the vegetables? So it's inevitable the vegetables are improved by the fertilizer. But you're not, it's like a grammar.
If you know for sure it's going to happen, it's not a grumma. Grumma means that it happened accidentally, you didn't intend it, but it wasn't your direct actions, it was an indirect action. If you go and plant your ruckus underneath a tree, you know two things. Number one, you're going to get the benefit of the shade during the summer months, and you know that there's going to be benefit during the winter months of the foliage that's going to fall down, and you're not going to have to pay $100 for a bag of fertilizer. You're going to have natural fertilizer. So says Rabbi Yossi, no, I was Yossi. Even during the winter months, you're getting Hanah. Zokti Gemara, the memory that Rabbi Yossi sover is Zev Zegoyrim is Osur. Rabban Amri Zev Zegoyrim is Mutter. Lechoyer, we see from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegoyrim. What's Zev Zev? Zev means the foliage, that the leaves that fall down, that become Zevel. That's Hanah from the tree. On the other hand, how are these Yerokos growing? From the ground. And the ground is mutzabana. It's mechubal karka, and you would never worship the ground anyway. So the karka oilim is heter. The foliage in the via is osur. So it's zevzeh. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Osur, don't plant underneath a tree, even though 50% of the growth, maybe 80% of the growth, comes from the ground. But since some of the growth is because of the via, osur. The Rabban say, no, zevzeh goyim is mutter. You can go and plant underneath the tree. Frank Timora, ha'ib cheshmin aluhu. We had the very opposite halacha, didn't we? We learned a few days ago in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shoichik v'zoy l'ruach, Oimat l'yam. You want to get rid of an avoided zarab? Shoichik, go and grind it up into small little pieces. Zoy l'ruach, and then scatter it into the wind, or throw it into the yam. And Omer Loi Necham said, oh, that's not a good idea, Rabbi Yossi. Afi nasa zevel. What's going to happen is that by being shoichik it, by making it, mincing it, and grinding it into small pieces, it's going to fall on other people's fields. It's going to mush together. It's going to mix together with the karka underneath and with the water. And it's going to become a zevel. The Rabbi Yossi wasn't worried about the Zevel combining with the Karka. He dismissed it. He said, that's okay. And you're Yotze. Chum said, no, it's going to become Zevel. And even though the most of the growth is going to be from the ground, but by adding the Zevel, you have a Zevel Zegoyim, which is Aser. It's Kasher Rabban Adarban and Kasher Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. There Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not worried about the Zevel. In our Mishnah, he is worried about the Zevel, the Nevi'ah falling on it. And the same thing couldn't Rabban and Fakert. In our Mishnah, the Chum are not worried about the Zevel. They say you can go and plant it underneath the tree, even though you're getting Hanoah from the Nevi'ah, because Zevel Zegoyim is Mutter. And there, in the case of Shoich Mezor Ruch, no, don't do it. You're going to make Zevel. Who cares? Zevel Zegoyim is Mutter. It's a Chakasha in both.
So, Zevel is Mutter?
What's Mutter? It depends how you hold, Rabbanan or Rabbi Yossi. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi makes a big fuss about the Zevel, and the other Mishnah, Shaykh Zer the Ruach, Rabbi Yossi dismisses the Zevel. Hosam deka ozli ibud matir. The whole purpose of Shaykh Zer the Ruach is he's being mavatal the Avodah Zarah and saying, feh, pust, I don't want this Avodah Zarah, and that's why he's grinding it into small pieces and scattering with the winds. And therefore, if it happens to combine with the Aretz, he says, I was mevatel it. It's not Zevezek Goyim is Osir or Mutter. Both of them are Mutter. Both the Kark is Mutter and the Zevel is Mutter because I was mevatel it. That's why he made it into these small little pieces. Hachad le'kazali ibud. In our case, the foliage is not, he's not intending to be ma'abed or mevatel this tree. It's just natural growth and natural falling of the foliage, which happens every year, and that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created trees, that the leaves fall down. So therefore, that's why it's awesome, because these, the tree and the foliage remain b'kdushasam lahavdil, in other words, in the din of Avodah Zarah, he wasn't mevatel it. As if it's going, it's awesome. Elder Rabbanan, Kasha, Zechshver, Rabbanan. If anything, this magnifies the Kasha. Madach, in the case where he was mevatel the Avodah Zarah, by going and mincing it and grinding it into little pieces. Say the Rabbanan, it becomes Zevel and it's Aser. Here, when you have the foliage and he's leaving the tree, betoik for you, betefartoi, then it certainly should be Aser out the Zevel. So, Gemara, Epoch, what we'll do is we're going to switch around the two mandiyomrim of our Mishnah. When we start off the Mishnah, Zoran Tachtei Yerokais, I'm not worried about the Zevel, that's Rabbi Yossi speaking. So finish off Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, just like in the earlier Mishnah, I'm not worried about B'shoichi V'zoi L'ruach that it becomes Zevel. And our Mishnah, I'm also not worried. And the second part of the Mishnah says, no, you have Nevi'ah, that's the Rabbanah. V'yibay Yisei Meloi Tepech. You don't have to switch it around. Rabbi Yossi, Kiddushanina. Rabbi Yossi will be like we answered before. Meaning that in the other Mishnah, he was Mavatel and Ma'abed the Avodah Zarah. That's why it's Mutter. Here in our Mishnah, he left it bitif artoi. That's why it's also. Right, what about Dirabban? Dirabban kidomar Rav Mary Bered of Kahana. Masha Majbiach Ba'oir, Poigim Bebasa. Hachanami Mashbiach Benavia, Poigim Betzer. What does that mean? This is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Chulin of Tmura, where it says about over there, Ein Margilin Bepsulei Mukdoshim. What means Ein Margilin Bepsulei Mukdoshim? What happens if you have an animal that was originally kodesh for a carbon, and then this animal developed a mum, so you have to be poided. I was poided. Fine. What can I use the animal for? What we call chulin plus. It doesn't become totally chulin. There's still some indicia, still some halachas of kedusha that apply to it. So the marshal, when you're skinning the animal, there are two ways of skinning it. You can skin it from raglayim, meaning from the feet. I know you think to yourself, feet up, but actually you used to go and turn the animal upside down, so it's really from the feet down. Anyway, the point is, you can go and skin it from the feet, or you can go and skin it from the top of the animal, from the chest, going the other direction. What difference does it make? So Rashi tells us, based on the Gemara, elsewhere in Tzemura L'Choyram, that how, if you do it from bottom, meaning from the reglayim, and you're very careful, then you can go and make from this oyer, you'll be able to take out all the oyer as one piece, stitch it up, make it into a beautiful canteen, a beautiful container, and then it will really be worth a lot of money. If you start the other way around, you're only going to go and get shtiklach. You're not going to get a full canteen or a full container. You get shtiklach, which is worth less. Says the Gemara, don't go and do it through the raglayim by the psulga mikdashim. You know why? Because to keep the oir intact, you have to make sure here and there to leave a little basar behind. Because if you really trim all the basar from the oir, you might make a loch, a hole in the oir, and then you're destroying the whole oir, the whole purpose of taking it from the raglayim. So what really is happening is that you're getting a greater profit if you do it from the raglayim, from the oir, because then the oir remains intact, and you can use it for a canteen, for a container. On the other hand, you're going to lose on the basar, because you're going to conscientiously decide to leave some basar behind on the oir, so as not to perforate it and ruin the oir. So it says something in Gemara. Kid Omerav, Mary Bereder of Kahana, Mash Mashbiach, Be'or Poyim Be'basar. Whatever shevach, whatever profit you're going to get, a greater profit in the oir by keeping it intact, you're going to lose out on the basar part, because you're going to leave some basar behind. So normally you would be able to have 50 pounds of flesh, of meat. Now, as a result of doing it through the raglayim and flaying it and removing the oir, you're only going to have 48 pounds of meat. Ooh. So therefore, the profit on one side will be a negative, will be a loss on the other side. So Al-Khanami says, the same thing applies to our trees. You're right. The foliage that's going to fall is going to become zevel, and that's going to improve the arachis. But on the other hand, poigim b'tzeil, because if you're talking during the winter, the tzeil of the tree ruins the crop, because the crop needs some sun during the winter months. So therefore, it's not a question of zeh v'zeh goyrim is osur or mutter. The two neutralize each other. The nevia will improve. The tzeil will make a loss in the irakis. The two neutralize each other, and that's why the Chum say you can go and plant it during the winter. You don't have to worry about the nevia. Whatever you're going to profit, heter hano'ah, from the tree, you're going to have also a loss from the tree by the fact that you have the tzeil during the winter. So we're going to stop over here.
As the leaves fall, you have less shade. That doesn't make sense, because it's a continuum. As leaves fall and fertilize the vegetables beneath, right, more sun will reach them and help it. So plant.
Well, apparently the branches and the remaining foliage is wide enough and big enough. You know, I'm not an expert in Asherah trees, but apparently they don't all fall off instantaneously at one time. Slowly, slowly, slowly. So until all of them fall off, you still have the foliage that remains, and that acts as a tail. So we're done for today, Rabbi Yisai. The question is,